A lot of factors weighing in this afternoon on this market trade, including Vietnam and China. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Arlen Suderman joining us today. Arlen, of course, is with StoneX. And, you know, we'd had a lot of speculation and talk when it came to trade and where we were at. And this morning received word in regards to Vietnam.
Yeah, that was a big one in a couple of different ways. Not that Vietnam is our top trading partner by any means, but I think symbolically what it means and potential for picking up business, it is significant. First of all, I've said all along that I felt like President Trump is going to try to write clauses into any trade deal he does that restrict China, that help contain China. China just this last week threatened again that any country that agrees to a trade agreement with the United States that hurts China is going to be retaliated against. President Trump personally called up the head of Vietnam, their general secretary, and worked out a trade deal with them that opens up all of our markets to them, all of our ag products to Vietnam. So that does increase the possibility of exports of our ag commodities to Vietnam, and that's a part of the world where our commodities are very attractive in many different ways. In return, they agreed to pay a 20% tariff on any products that they sell to us, but a 40% tariff for any transship products. What that means is China has been using Vietnam as they pass through to get products to the United States. So it's double the tariffs on them, helping to contain China. And this is China's neighbor that this agreement was worked out with. And it helps set the tone now for other trade agreements that the White House hopes to announce over the next few days ahead of the July 9th deadline before the pause goes off on the reciprocal tariffs.
Well, and you need to talk about this, and obviously those rumors are all going to continue, whether it's with China or other countries. How much do you see those rumors playing a role in what we see in market trade?
I think we saw it today, and that makes a difference when the funds are short the commodities. If they were heavily long, it would probably not have much of an upward impact. But we did see some upward trends today. We were seeing corn and wheat prices trade negative, and soybeans had some modest gains when the Vietnam trade agreement was announced, and immediately everything went positive. Now, that was aided by other rumors about China, but it helps the momentum toward more demand. We know we have the supply. Now the question is demand, and these trade agreements could answer a lot of questions on that front.
Quality of the wheat, I know you've raised some concerns.
Yeah, we do have some regions of the winter wheat belt that have some significant quality problems due to the persistent heavy rains that we've seen in those regions. Overall, the yields are very, very good, and it looks like we have enough good quality wheat to offset the bad. Now, for those regions that have bad quality, they got some problems, and they're going to have to try to get good enough good wheat to try to blend it out. But from a larger supply and demand standpoint, the yields are coming in good. Looks like we have a big supply. And overall, that's weighing on prices. We saw a bounce today on some of the rumors that perhaps China may be coming in to buy, make some goodwill purchases, as well as on the Vietnam trade deal. But overall, rallies are still meant to be sold in this market until we get a legitimate indication of much stronger demand and or a threat to the crops.
You know, Arlen, the livestock have kind of turned themselves around today. Have they put the whole border opening on the back burner now?
Well, I don't know if it's on the back border, but I think it's more of a measure of reality that even though the Mexican border is opening, it's opening just to cattle coming from certain states, and it's going to be a very slow trickle initially to start with, and how that will increase with time. But I think the market overreacted. Why did it overreact? Because the announcement came at a time when the speculative funds essentially held a record large ownership of the feeder cattle contracts and a very large ownership of cattle. And so there was a lot of speculative money in there wanting to reduce their risk exposure when the announcement was made. That happened. I think they realized they'd overdone it. Add to that this trade agreement with Vietnam that opens the door for more pork and beef to go to Vietnam, more demand news, in other words. And I think that helps support, along with the sense that maybe the cash cattle market is holding up better than first thought.
All right, Arlen Suderman joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Wednesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.